Jesus, we thank you for your great love for us, demonstrated on the cross. Help us to respond to your love today. Come and minister by your Spirit among us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please do be seated. There's a line in that song we've just sung. My sin was great, your love was greater. Let's come to a time when we confess before God our sin, knowing that his love is greater, and that when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We say together, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We have our readings.
The first reading is taken from Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 11, from the New International Version. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ, Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving and prayer. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God.
A reading from John chapter 15, starting at verse 12. Jesus said, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, love each other."
Over these last few weeks, we've been looking at the Bible, and we've been thinking about various aspects of the Bible. And what I want to think about today is that the Bible is all about relationship. It's all about how much God loves us, how much God loves you. Right at the beginning of the Bible, in the very first book, what we see is God wants relationship. He wants us to have that communion with him. And in the Garden of Eden, you see that relationship between Adam and Eve and God as he walks in the garden, and there's that fellowship. that Adam and Eve then mess up. And really, the rest of the Bible is talking about how God wants and longs to restore that relationship and for us to be back in that position where we have that intimacy with a God who loves us. And the next part of that is what we see is God speaking to Abraham. And what he says is, I will be your God. And you will be my people, my family. And God says to Abraham, I will bless you. And I will make you a blessing to all the nations of the world. All peoples will be blessed through you. And what we see that goes right through the Old Testament and then into the New Testament, especially in the Gospels as we think and see the life of Jesus, it is all about God finding a way to restore us to that relationship with him, that deepest possible connection. And the Bible talks so much about relationship not being about a head knowledge, but being about an understanding of experience by the heart. Actually, the word used so often is the bowels. That whole sense of being moved with compassion and understanding God's love for us. I think it's really interesting in the Old Testament, in the story of the rescue of the children of Israel out of Egypt. God hears their cry and he says, I'm coming down to rescue you. And he rescues them out of Egypt, out of Pharaoh's control, out of slavery, out of bondage. And he sets them free. And they leave Egypt. And the next thing we find is they're up against, I was going to say the rock and a hard place, but they're up against the sea on one side and an Egyptian army coming after them from the other side. And God opens up a way for them through the sea, rescues them again. But this is long before he gives them commands to obey. I think so often our mindset is that we have to be good, we have to keep rules, we have to do things in order for us to be in relationship with God. Where with God, it's the other way round. It's all about exploring and finding and developing that relationship. And then out of that relationship comes a desire to please and to be obedient. So God rescues his people. He takes them through the Red Sea. And then he takes them to the foot of the mountain. And he says to his people, I want you all to be priests and kings. And it's their refusal to come close to God in that intimacy that makes them end up with Moses as their leader and Aaron as their high priest. See, what is a priest? What's the role of a priest? In one sense, it's that person that stands between those who need to hear about God's love for them and between God and communicating that message. And God calls you to be his priest. In the New Testament, in Peter's epistle, it says that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation belonging to God, that we might declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are priests. Do you know that? You have a priestly function. Your priestly function is to connect people with God and to tell people how much God loves them. We're all priests. We're all ministers. Some of us are administers. And that's really my role within the church. is to administer and help you to be the priests, the ministers that you're called to be. So if we're all priests, as somebody said to me recently, we should all wear dog collars. Actually, it's probably easier if I don't. Isn't it? We could all robe, or I could actually be like you, because we're all the same. Because it's all about relationship with the God who loved us and gave himself for us. And in John's gospel, I love that passage. John is recording Jesus' words, and he says, Jesus says to his disciples, I no longer call you servants, but I call you friends. Jesus longs for you to be in friendship, in relationship with him. And that brings a totally different dimension to life if we know that we are friends, not servants. See, a servant really is told what to do and how to behave, where a friend does it because they're far more interested in keeping the relationship than they are about keeping the rules. And when we understand that Jesus asks us to be a friend of his, first of all, what we know changes. Jesus says that a servant doesn't know the plans of the master. The implication is that a friend does. You know, Lois and I, we met with some friends the other day over lunch. And we are able to tell them about our plans, our hopes, our dreams, our thoughts. And then it's lovely to be able to pray together. And friends will share intimately what's on their hearts. They will express to one another the deepest longings and the biggest hurts. And Jesus says that he calls us into knowing the Father's heart and what's on the Father's heart. We gain access to knowing what's on God's heart, his love for us, his passion and desire for us. I think later on we're going to sing, I'm no longer a slave to fear, I am a child of God. Knowing that we're called into his very presence to be like his children, his friends. Knowing his passion and desires, but knowing too his pain for the hurt and for the lost. What we know changes, but then our experience changes. You can know about someone without knowing them. You can read a book about them and know about them, but that's not like knowing them. Those of you that are married or in a relationship will know that it's very different to know somebody in a relationship than it is to have read facts about them. And Jesus calls us to know him. Our experience of God's love being poured into our hearts by his Holy Spirit. Our experience changes because we experience the love of God. You will know, I've told you this before, that when I first started going out with Lois, I took her to several of my favorite restaurants and I couldn't eat. And for me, not eating is a big issue because my guts were moved with love. You know that butterfly feeling? God loves you to experience his love, not just here, but here. So that you know he loves you. And he says he does that through his Holy Spirit. Romans 5:5 says, God pours his love into our hearts by his Holy Spirit. Our experience changes. And then our identity changes. We don't have to try and pretend to be somebody that we're not. The mask can come away. We don't have to try and be a better person or need to impress somebody. But we're free to be the person that God made us to be. We're at liberty and freedom to become more the person that God creates us to be. And I think that comes from the first thing I talked about. It comes from access to the Father's heart. Because once we begin to know and understand how much God loves us, why would we want to be anybody different? When we understand that God loves me as me, and he just wants me to be a better me than I am, to be fully released to be the person he created me to be. I don't then have to try and be like, I don't know who your model is. But maybe you have a model that you wish you were like. But actually, we're free to be the people God created us to be. And in that, we're free not only to experience his love, but actually to work with him and work not for him to gain his favor, but work out of the favor that we know we already have. So we don't have to work to impress God in order that he'll like us more. But knowing how much he loves us, we're free to do what he loves us to do and work in partnership with him. See, our function changes. We go from being task-orientated, being told to do this and doing it, to knowing what's on God's heart and thinking, oh, if that's what God wants, let's work together to do that. Working with God. See, Jesus said, didn't he, that I only do what I see the Father doing. And when we begin to understand that we have access to the Father's heart and sees what on his heart, then our hearts get moved with compassion and we want to work with him to see the lost saved, to see the needs of the poor met, to see people being filled with God's Spirit and released from fear and bondage and oppression and set free so they discover that intimate, gracious, loving relationship with a God who loved them and gave himself on the cross for them. Our function changes. We work not to earn his favor, but from his favor. And Paul, when he's praying in Philippians, he prays and he thanks God for all of those in Philippi who have, I believe, something of this relationship with a loving God. They catch what it means to have that relationship with a God who loved them and gave himself for them. And he then thanks them for being partners in the gospel, sharing in the workload, working together to see his kingdom come, his will being done. And today, Lois and I want to thank everybody here that works together to see not this church grow, but to see God's kingdom come. To see hearts and lives changed as people discover a God who loves them. As they get filled with his Holy Spirit and experience the love of God being poured into their hearts. Lois and I want to express our sincere thanks for all that you do to contribute to the work of God's kingdom in this parish and beyond. Being partners in the gospel. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because we are not capable. We're certainly not capable of doing it alone. I was talking to a friend the other week, And this was his word for me. He said, Trev, a single ox can pull a one-ton cart. Two oxen can pull a 10-ton cart. What could we do to see this nation changed, let alone this parish, if we work together and pull together? But to do that, I think we have to know what it means to have a deep personal friendship with God through Jesus by his Holy Spirit. Maybe you've never invited Jesus Christ into your life, never experienced his love. Today Jesus invites you. He says, I'm here waiting. I just need you to respond to me and come to me. And today you could experience that love being poured into your heart by his Holy Spirit. I'd love to talk with you more about that at the end of the service if you've never experienced that. But I'd just love to pray now that not right now, that each of us would experience something of God's love, that relationship that he longs for, the relationship that the Bible speaks of so much. That Gavin reminded us last week about the Old Testament, where it speaks about the Lord who is gracious and compassionate. Hesed, that word that speaks of his loving kindness, his grace, his mercy for us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you loved us so much that you died on the cross for us. Thank you that by your Holy Spirit, you send your love into our hearts. And we pray now, would you send your Spirit to fill us, to pour your love afresh into our hearts and lives. Lord, help us to gain access to the Father's heart, to know who we are in your presence, to work from knowing who we are. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and work in us right now. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's continue as we pray together. Father, today we want to thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you that he died for us on the cross, so that we might be cleansed and set free and brought into relationship with you. Help us today to give our lives back to you in worship and praise for all that you have done. And we offer ourselves to serve you, that we might be witnesses to your saving grace. Empower us by your Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you cared about the poor and the oppressed. You cared for those who were outcasts, for those who were excluded. Help us, your children, to care for those who are poor, to provide for those in need, to befriend the lonely, the outsider, to help those who are excluded from community. As you gave yourself for us, help us to be ready to sacrifice our comfort for their blessing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you that through the cross you forgave us and restored broken relationships. Help us today to forgive those who have hurt us. We ask you now to bring to mind those people that we need to forgive. And Lord, as we make that decision to forgive them, set us free from the hurt and pain. Restore relationships where they are broken or fragile. Pour into our hearts and their hearts your healing and reconciling love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, through the cross, you have said that we can know your healing and wholeness. And so we bring before you today those we know who need your healing power to touch and transform their lives. We bring them before you now in these few moments of silence. Lord, as we lift these people to you, may they experience now the power of your presence in their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And so we lift ourselves before you this morning, thanking you that you invite us to be your friends. Make that more real for us today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.